Good morning and happy Sunday to everybody. Today our scripture from the New Testament is about forgiving people. And I tell you, in 47 years, I have learned that forgiveness is really hard. The more that someone has hurt us, the more we feel angry. Negative emotions like anger, they can be dark and scary, and they even sometimes make us make bad decisions. And keeping record of somebody else's unkindness, like a list, this is what they did wrong to me, this is what they did wrong to me, is actually quite a bit of work. It reminds me of a story when I was little, way back in the Stone Ages, about a good friend that was really mean to me at school one day. She picked on my clothes and even had other kids laughing at me. To say that I was embarrassed and sad and angry would have been an understatement. I was really hurt. I spent the rest of the day at school feeling horrible. I didn't do my best work. I even got in trouble for not listening to the teacher. When I got home, I told my mom about what happened with my friend. And Mom reminded me, the girl had just had to move to a new home. Her dad lost his job, and their new home wasn't nearly as nice as the one they had lived in most of her life. My mom helped me see that my friend was unfortunately feeling bad herself, and picking on me somehow was supposed to make her feel better. I know it's weird, but it does happen. The next day at school, I had already forgiven my friend in my heart. And it just so happened, as we walked into class, she dropped all of her stuff out of her book bag. So I stopped and I helped her pick everything up. I smiled and we walked into class. And she never spoke meanly to me again. We have to think of what a person's intentions are. Why do they do the hurtful, mean things? The story I just told you had nothing to do with me. Sometimes it does have to do with us, whether or not somebody says something mean or does something mean. But it's our choice to free our hearts and our days and our school and our home from those negative feelings. We can forgive people. Forgiveness is an actual way to build a bridge, to make people feel better and heal. There's two roads we can take. That angry, heavy, scary road of not forgiving somebody, or a road of forgiveness, which is a road with a lot fewer bumps, and you just feel better. Now, sometimes someone can be forgiven, and then they might hurt you again. I don't think forgiveness means allowing people to hurt you over and over. I do think that if you forgive someone and they don't change, then you can choose to take your road a different way from them. And the scripture today reminds us at the very last part that God will deal with people who don't show that kind of mercy, who don't forgive, or who don't take their forgiveness as a chance to do better. We just have to look after us and make sure our choices are the best choices and be a witness in that way. Choose the better road, even if the person we have forgiven isn't on that road with us. But we can always pray for them. We can always pray for anyone who isn't in a forgiving state of mind, because I'm here to tell you, God forgives us all the time. We make mistakes as humans, sometimes big, sometimes small, and He just still loves us. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you for your example of forgiveness, that we don't have to hold on to heavy and dark and scary anger, but that we can show people the same kind of grace and mercy you show us. Be with our church, be with our community, be with our entire world. Thank you, Lord. Amen.